Thank you, Julia. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds, help us to hear, to be challenged, and to be changed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Christmas is very synonymous with travelling. Everybody's travelling to try and get to the place that they need to be for today. That you might be here, you might have actually travelled to be here. Well, you've all had to travel through the murk and the mist, but actually, it's all about that. And we have sort of ingrained that in our culture and society. So we have classically films like Planes, Trains and Automobiles, and classic songs like Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea, which actually just describe that. That people are trying to get somewhere in order to actually be back for Christmas. And this made me think about other incredible journeys that people have taken through our history. And so we've got things like Amelia Earhart's fateful flight that she took. We're talking about things like Armstrong landing on the moon. We've got Columbus as he discovered America. Livingston as he went to spread the word of the Lord across Africa. And Scott in the Antarctic and the fated journey like Earhart's. That was as well. And there was there are lots of other journeys that we are thinking of. And the Christmas story is also full of journeys, isn't it? It's this journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem by Mary and Joseph, with or without a donkey. I refer you to my last year's Christmas sermon at this service where I dissed the donkey. But anyway, with or without a donkey. Journeys for the wise men from the east to find the king that was foretold. The journey of the angels from heaven to proclaim Christ's birth. And the shepherds from their fields to find Jesus. But actually, what we're here to talk about today is a bigger journey. The story we're familiar of, the story we've been telling all the way through Christmas, of Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem, finding a room in the stable, staying for a night in a small, staying in a stable, and then the shepherds being told by angels that actually the long-awaited Messiah would happen, is a very earthly story, one we know, and one that we know well, and our society doesn't know well, but sort of gets there is this story. But the story we're here to talk about today is found in the reading that Julia did, which is in John 1. It's a heavenly version of this story. The other one's about an earthly transactional story of people going somewhere. This is about a heavenly story. Because what we've got here is a manger that points towards a cross. We call it God's view of Christmas, the most amazing journey of all time. If all the other journeys we've talked about were incredible for different reasons, this journey, this one journey, is unique and incredible because it actually affected the whole of creation for the whole of eternity. Now that's a journey and a half. But the Christmas journey that we're going to look at today is the fact that Jesus came from heaven down to earth. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, verse 14, and made his dwelling amongst us. The term Word here in this passage is referring to Jesus. Not only was Jesus God, he was with God, and he came here to dwell amongst us. Doesn't say his name until many verses later. It's the wonderful thing about Greek. I say that ironically. I had to study it for my theology degree, as a number of us had to. I hated Greek. I didn't get on with it at all, because actually the subject of whatever the passage is usually found loads of verses after the beginning. So you have to go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. And for a non-linguist like me, it's a killer. But what this is saying is in this passage, very clearly, that Jesus is the Word. And it also tells us in verse 3, through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. Jesus' home is heaven. It's where he came from. He came from being with the God. He built it and it was perfect. It's more magnificent than anything you will ever see or perceive this side of heaven. It's more beautiful than the most beautiful sunset you can imagine. It is more breathtaking than an incredible piece of music. It's a place which excels far beyond that we could ever imagine. C.S. Lewis describes it this way. He says that this earth is a shadow of what we will see. Shadowlands of what heaven will look like. So the most beautiful thing that you can imagine from our creation, it'll be more beautiful in heaven. Now, why am I talking about that? Because that's the place that Jesus chose to give up. Jesus chose to give up a beautiful, incredible place, dwelling with God and the Holy Spirit, and move from his neighborhood to ours. From perfection to imperfection. From glory to earth. It's a journey he chose. He wasn't forced to do it. He chose it. And he was, and he knew that he would have to come and make a sacrifice himself. So he chose that journey from heaven to earth to save us. He traveled to offer abundant life to you and me because actually he loves us and cares for us. He did it because we have gone off course. Sin has turned us against God and polluted the earth. Now, if God was a business management consultant and taken advice on this, I bet you the advice would have been, well, let's cut our losses and do a do-over again. We'll do a reset. We'll just wipe it clean and start again. Or perhaps somebody who would have been very sort of, you know, if he'd have had a more of a religious advisor, they'd have suggested probably putting in more rules and regulations and liturgy to try and people make them understand the glory of God. But God didn't ask anybody. He just consulted himself because he is love. He knew the only way to make it right was to restore the fellowship that he had with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he had to send his son, Jesus, on this special Christmas journey from heaven to earth. So that's the first thing. Jesus came from heaven to earth. That was the first journey. The second journey is that he went from eternity into time. From eternity into time. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Question is, when is the beginning? Well, imagine you can go back as far as you can possibly go back in time, and then when you get there, Jesus was there before that. Because actually, he was before the beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was. That's it. So it wasn't, and the Word suddenly became. He existed before the beginning. That means he never really began. He just was. I know this is a bit hard for like 9 o'clock on a Sunday, on a Christmas Day morning. This sort of, you know, existential working with the fact that actually we're thinking about where God exists. But he existed before. Because he's the one who created it. So Jesus journeyed from eternity where time isn't measured. There's no time in eternity because it's not governed by human rules. And he came into time itself. So he stepped out of a place where there is no time. Where 1,000 days, one day is like 1,000 years in the God's court. And he came to our time, into our calendar, into our days. He lived amongst us. He decayed. He hurt. He found it difficult. He struggled. Because he was man. And he did that willingly. Can you imagine that? The Son of God, who knew no time, only knew perfection in eternity, now was clothed in time. For the first time ever, he came down and was subject to the rules and conditions that the earth is put on them. So Jesus made the journey from heaven to earth, from eternity into time. And the final thing is, he journeyed from spirit to body. Verse 14, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What this is saying is, Jesus was never flesh and blood human being. He never had a body until he was born. When he embarked upon this amazing Christmas journey, he gained a body and also, interestingly, a name. Before that, he was called Titles. He was given the name Jesus when he was born. Jesus gained a body. If you think about it, it may have been the very reason that God created humanity in his image, after his likeness, because Jesus, the Son of God, would inhabit it. But God, the Son of God, became limited, not only because of time and space, but because he became human, flesh and blood. The eternal, all-powerful Son of God laid aside his godliness, his divinity, and took up his humanity. He wasn't some sort of superhuman. He was a man. He laid aside his godliness and became a child in a manger. This Christmas journey is truly incredible, because Jesus became a human being of flesh and blood. Why? To reach his creation, to communicate the plan of salvation, and to become the perfect, sinless sacrifice for me and you. Only God can do this, because only God can forgive sins. Only God can make us holy. Only God can bear the punishment through his Son, Jesus Christ, who was a man. It can only be the Word who was with God, who was God, who became flesh and dwelt amongst us, could have made this journey. There are some incredible journeys. Jesus's is the most incredible. The others are all feats of heroism and bravery. Jesus is a journey which offers everything and gives up everything for us. So the question for each of us this Christmas is, where are we? Where are we on this journey? What is our journey like? Perhaps some of us here today don't actually know we're on a journey, but may have not started a journey. But Jesus invites each of us to journey with him. For others of us, we'll be journeying with him a long time. And some days it's nice and flat or slightly downhill because it's easy. And other days it feels like climbing the north face of the Eiger because it's tough and it's hard and it's difficult. But Jesus took that incredible journey to be here, to walk with each of us in everything we're going through. We just have to go with him. We have to journey with him. We have to trust him. And we have to respond to this incredible journey. So Christmas 2021. Where are you on the journey? And what are you committed to over the next year to journey with God over? To follow in the footsteps of Jesus, the Son of God, who came to earth to walk in this place in order that he could save us from sin. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. Jesus coming to earth for us. Thank you that he set aside his majesty and took up his human nature, born as a baby in a manger, who would become the man on the cross, who would then rise from the tomb to be our Saviour. Help us to journey with him every day and walk closer with him. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.